this boat into the water. Find a way to win a couple dollars. Weatherman says there's a cold front coming down. Bring it on, I've seen it all by now.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hennigan in studio. Outside of the studio, all the way from the City of Peace, capital of Baja California, sir, is Mike Rich, a.k.a. The Grizz. We're going to be getting into some of the stuff that Grizz has been doing lately in the next segment. Right now, we're Grizz and I are going to be grilling Tashambe, who is, you know what, I'll just let Tashambe introduce himself because I'll probably get it wrong. Tashambe, welcome to Fish Talk Radio.
Thank you so much, John, for having me on.
Okay. Well, first of all, give us an idea of what you do and what Navionics is.
Well, I'm the Western Regional Sales Manager for Navionics. I manage all of Canada and the Western United States. And Navionics manufactures electronic charts for boats. So your Lowrance, Hummingbirds, Raymarine units. We make charting that you can put on your boat and see exactly everything that you need to know about the water.
Well, that sounds like that could be some benefit to us. Do you want to give a little bit more detail?
A little bit, John. But you know what's sad about it? He says Canada and Western United States. I didn't hear the big M in there. We need this down in Mexico.
Well, we definitely have charting for Mexican waters, but this just happens to be the only area that I'm responsible for.
Okay, well, get responsible for down here. We need you, buddy.
There you go. Take it on down, and Grizz will take you out, and we'll see if that thing works.
That's right, buddy.
Now, so Tashambe, why don't you give us an idea what Navionics is, how it works, what it does, and then finally, why we want to have one.
Well, you know, just recently we've come out with a couple of brand new products that will go on your boat. That are really kind of revolutionary. The first thing is Navionics Plus and Navionics Update. Those are the two new products that we have. They're downloadable products. So the significant thing about these two products is that you can download anything you want in the U.S. and Canada onto that card, up to 2 gigabytes. And the cool thing about it is it comes with something called Precious Data, which allows you to update your chart anytime you want for an entire year, and also something called sonar charts. And this is the part that is new and what I think has revolutionized the industry. And that is sonar charts, where users can record sonar logs, anybody that has a Hummingbird, a Garmin, a Raymarine unit, and upload those sonar logs to Navionics. And within less than a week, we can create brand new maps from that. And that's pretty cool.
So well, that sounds great.
Now, so Tashambe, what you're doing is people that have your system, they can get new information, give it to you, and then you put that in with the rest of your data to upgrade the maps. And the reason people would do that is to help everybody else uses Navionics. Is that the idea?
Absolutely. So creating better mapping for the community, mm-hmm. the Navionics community, for sure.
Okay. Now, let's kind of cover a little bit about, so we kind of get a clear picture of what it is. Because, okay. You know, there's plenty of charts that are available that will give you fairly accurate readings of the depth of water in different areas. So
right. What
does Navionics do that's different than that?
Well, you know, there's a lot of the data that comes from the same place. The cool thing about sonar charts is that it's recorded data, so and as data gets added to it, it gets more and more accurate. So, and with that data, you get 1 foot contours. So from 0 to 80 feet, you're going to get 1 foot contours. From 80 to 150, you're going to get 3 foot contours. From 150 to 1,000 feet, you're going to get 6 foot contours. So the data is fantastic. It's real high definition, and that's one of the things that'll separate what we do from the other manufacturers out there.
Okay, so it'll give you exact measurements, to the foot from where you are and where it is to the bottom. Does it give you anything else about the contour of the bottom or what's down there?
I mean, that really gives you the structure that you're looking for, so you can see where the drop-offs are. You can see where the points are, and you can see how steep these things are. And that's really what fishermen need out there to find fish.
Grizz, sounds like
it's I want one. I don't know how to get it, but he keeps talking about United States and Canada. What about us? We got better fish, more fish, and we need your help.
Well, you know, the one of the charts on the West Coast absolutely goes down into the Mexican waters, and we have charts that cover all of that water as well. So, Grizz, you're covered.
Well, Tashambe, with the pull that you have with Navionics, we might be able to get Grizz fixed up. What do you think?
You know, I hear that it's a who-you-know world.
You hear it's a what?
It's who you know.
Oh, that's the way it is. It's who you know. You better believe it.
All right, there you go.
But I would love to have you come down here and show you what we got.
Well, that sounds...
Well, you send me the invitation, and I'm
I don't have to
way.
Send it. I'm giving it to you in front of all these thousands of people that are listening to us. You have a hotel, you got a boat, you got a captain, and you got a bilingual guide. What more do you want, buddy?
It doesn't get better than that.
No, it doesn't.
You know what? This is a good time of the year to get down there, too, isn't it, Grizz?
Oh, man, the yellowtail are absolutely incredible.
Mm-hmm.
We caught over 35 by 12 o'clock, over 35 pounds. We didn't get anything over 50, but 35 to 50 pounds is what we were catching.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't want to catch anymore, too tired.
they pull hard, don't they?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
On jigs, John.
Yeah, oh, that's a lot of fun. As soon as you get them, you got to tighten down the drag and start cranking, either that or throw the motor in gear and take off. But anyway, let's not get into that right now. You're getting me too excited about yellowtail.
Well,
let's talk about
navionics. Well, I'm offering him to come down here and fish for him. I'll teach him how to catch those big yellowtail.
Now, Tashambe, what you said, waterways. Are we talking saltwater, freshwater, both, lakes, streams, or what do you have?
Yeah, in fact, it works in any water, and whether it's freshwater or saltwater. So we have, we have new data off both coasts in the Gulf, and we just opened up sonar charts in Canada, where we have brand new data, coming on for lakes that we haven't had data for in the past. So it's really, really taking off right now.
Okay, well, let me kind of go back over then. What you do is you're still going to use your normal electronics that you have on the boat, your sounder, to read the bottom. But
that's correct.
This you can use this with your existing electronics, or as things are happening now, you can get almost anything you want on your smartphone.
Yeah, absolutely. Those same features are available on smartphones now. So Android devices, iOS devices, iPhones, and iPads. We have apps that you can go to the App Store, the Apple App Store, or the Google Play Store and download the maps right onto your smartphone or your iPad or your tablet.
Well, this
gives you the same things. You can actually see the sonar charts.
Right.
That we were talking about, and several other features.
Well, this sounds expensive. I know if you were to buy books that covered all those charts, it would cost hundreds of dollars.
It would cost quite a bit. And if you're sitting down, I'll tell you the price.
Okay.
So for the iPhone, it's right around $15.
What?
How much?
It's only about $15.
Okay.
$15.
I still didn't hear that right, I don't think. Tell me again,
Quince.
Louder.
Quince.
It's only $15.
Because I kept thinking I could hear it, but I can't believe it's so cheap.
Yeah, yeah. And for the iPad, it's going to be a little bit more, but the high-definition app, and that'll be right around $55, but still very, very reasonable price.
All right, Tashambe, I think you convinced a few people. How do we get one of these? And we've only got about 20 seconds. Give us a website to go to.
For more information, go to navionics.com.
And that is spelled?
NAVIONICS.com.
Well, that's pretty simple.
I want one for my iPod.
Okay. Well, I can't spell your first name, but I can spell Navionics. Thank you, Tashambe.
Thank you so much, John.
Appreciate that. We'll talk to you real
soon. Waiting on you to come down.
Okay.
Thanks, Grizz.
All right, guys, we're going to take a break. Now you're listening to Fish Talk Radio. Grizz, you stick around. Tashambe, thank you for coming in.
The Santa Barbara Channel offers some of the most productive sport fishing in the world. Channel Island Sport Fishing offers the most boats to enjoy it. Call 805-383-1612. At Channel Island Sport Fishing, you pick the time and place you want to go. Nearshore halibut, calico bass, and rockfish, or fish the Channel Islands for white sea bass and yellowtail. For whale watching and private charters, Channel Island Sport Fishing in Oxnard has clean, modern boats with professional, friendly crews. Make your reservations for a deep sea adventure by calling 805-383-1612.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
Lake Cochuma is a California treasure. Bald eagles, deer, egrets, foxes, wild turkeys play on the banks and in the trees. Red ear, bluegill, bass, and catfish inhabit the waters. Rainbow trout are planted on a regular basis and easily caught from boat or shore. Lake Cochuma Boat Rentals is a key to a successful day on the lake. Call 805-688-4040 for information. Tackle, skiff, or pontoon boat rental. Call Craig at 688-4040. 20 minutes north of Santa Barbara, Cochuma Boat Rentals for a day to remember.
World-class golf, fishing, and diving in the clear, warm waters of the Sea of Cortez with a true five-star resort. The Grand Heritage Hotel and Resort at Costa Baja, great value and without the hustle of other parts of Baja. On the white sand beach with Espiritu Santos Island minutes away. Signature restaurants, pools, and accommodations for an intimate weekend, weddings, or corporate events. On the web at Costa Baja. BajaResort.com.
If you're looking for a magical and unique gift for someone special, look no further than the skies above you. Santa Barbara Soaring specializes in glider rides, making memories that last a lifetime. Experience Santa Barbara, the San Ynez Valley, and Central Coast with the silence of soaring. Purchasing a gift certificate is just a couple of clicks away. Visit SantaBarbaraSoaring.com. Pick your ride and the certificate will be sent directly to you just in time for the holidays. Let Santa Barbara Soaring help you provide the gift they'll never forget. SantaBarbaraSoaring.com.
The water on the lake is smooth as glass. We might catch a sunny, we might catch a bass. Oh, what do you say? What do you say? What do you say? Let's go fishing.
Come on, let's go fishing.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hennigan in studio, and we have with us, well, not exactly in studio, but we've got the Grizz talking to us from La Paz, Baja California, sir. And we have Scott Brown, which is somewhere on the West Coast, I believe. He's out probably driving his Jeep someplace. Scott is it the Western Regional Sales Manager for Chrysler Jeep Dodge?
Yeah, communications manager. I do all the. I get the fun stuff. I
you
don't have
do.
To sell the stuff, but I get to talk about the stuff I love. So
perfect. Let's talk a little bit about it.
That's what I call honking the horn.
Grizz knows about
so you're
that.
You're the horn honker of Jeep.
I'm a horn honker on the West Coast. Absolutely.
Right.
That sounds great. Good
well,
job.
Well, you've got some. I have to say that Jeep has a long and maybe storied history. You know, I can just think of in the last, you know, I used to have an automotive shop, and when I was there, you know, there was Jeep, there was AMC, and then it was part of this, and then
yeah.
part of, and then Mercedes have it, and Chrysler, and, but since, you know, it's come to where it is right now, Jeep has always been utilitary, but not always comfortable, and, you know, not always that reliable, but boy, they really make
a
product now.
Was Willys ever a Jeep?
Yeah, absolutely. Willys was kind of the company that built the original Jeep, right? Willys.
Because I had a 37 Willys.
Yeah. Willys was the kind of the original company, and then you know it was kind of a nickname. People don't know where Jeep came from, whether it was general purpose, you know, from the military, or whether it was what from.
Oh yeah, an acronym.
And that yeah. Or you know, some people say Popeye. There was a character on Popeye that they called Jeep.
Oh,
so there's there's, you know, a couple of different theories on where the Jeep name came from, but it definitely came, I feel, from the military.
Interesting. Hey, by the way, Grizz, that 37 Willys, you bought that new, didn't you, right after you graduated from college?
Oh. Man, you're just a real a-hole, John.
Anyway.
Why are you talking to me like that?
But anyway,
I'm going fishing.
But Scott, why don't you give us a little bit of an idea about whatever you want to talk about today, or what particular product? I think, you know, you do Dodge and everything, but I think Jeep is what we're talking about today. So what does Jeep have that's new that we should know about?
You know, the thing that I'm really excited about right now is the new Cherokee. The Liberty goes away, and this is our compact sport utility vehicle from Jeep. You know, it's slotted below the Wrangler, below the Grand Cherokee. It's in a super competitive segment. You know, that segment wants fuel economy, and they want refinement. And if Jeep's going to play there, we have to have capability. So this new small Jeep, you know, it gets great fuel economy, 45% better than the Liberty that it replaces. But yet it can still haul a trailer. And what's important to your guys is it can still haul a trailer. So a 4,500-pound towing capacity. You know, that's not a huge trailer, but there's a lot of guys that are hauling bass boats, smaller boats. You know, sometimes you don't need that big truck.
Well, I guess it's what you're talking about is matching the equipment.
Yeah. No, I mean, in this day and age, you want to be efficient, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you've got a smaller boat, you can look at a smaller vehicle, you know, with the right horsepower, the right torque, the right towing rating, so that, you're getting the efficiency that you want.
Well, of course, being smaller, we assume that it's more economical.
Right. Well, this little Cherokee, Grizz, I know you got a Suburban, but this thing will get up to 31 miles per gallon on the highway.
Whoa.
You know, which is...
Don't talk about that, Scott.
Sorry.
I just came back from the north doing some training with that beautiful Suburban of mine. And I didn't like it so much every time I stopped at the gas station.
Yeah,
that's, I mean, unfortunately, some of those vehicles, and, you know, when you got a big boat, you know, there's nothing can, you know, substitute the cubic inches and the power, the torque that you need. But in the event that you got a smaller boat, you know, and you can live with a smaller vehicle, this new Cherokee, you know, is a phenomenal option. It, like I said, it still will haul a trailer up to 45. It's got an actual, we call it a PTU, a power takeoff unit, which is basically a transfer case. So it's got a low gear. A lot of these soft rotors, as I like to call them, these parking lot crawlers, you know, a lot of our competitive vehicles, they don't have a low range. So if you're pulling a boat out of the sand, you know, you're at a sand launch or even a paved boat ramp that's slippery, this has a low range, which compounds the power, which enables you to, you know, pull a boat out of a boat well without slipping all over the place.
Well,
that's what we need, too. You know, I've been watching the Jeeps. The Jeeps, like I said, I've owned several of them. I've owned the Cherokee. I've owned the, remember the CJ, was it?
CJ5.
CJ7.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I had a CJ7. That's what I used to use for going up in the mountains when I was guiding elk hunters.
Okay, yep.
And so I know Jeep, you just can't, you know, there's a thing about a Volkswagen and a Jeep. You can't kill either one of them. They're like a cockroach. You smash
like
them, they still keep kicking their legs.
Yeah, keep kicking.
They do like to go. They like to play hard. You know, and I love working for a company that makes these things.
Yeah. Well, Scott, I think that... every time I talk to you, I get more confused because the last time we were talking about that truck with a small V8 diesel engine, I wanted one of those. But now that Liberty sounds like I might want one of those.
Well, that diesel, though, yeah. that 3-liter diesel at 420 pound-feet of torque, and that gets 30, 31 miles per gallon on the highway out of the bigger Grand Cherokee, and that's going to haul a boat up to 7,400 pounds.
Wow.
So, you know, it just, again, pick your flavor, pick what you need from an efficiency standpoint and a capability standpoint. You know, that's important to match that, right?
Right.
What size trailer do I have? What size boat do I have? You know, what I'm going to be spending my time doing. And then, you know, we've got some really great vehicles that will fit your needs.
Okay, Scott, I assume that probably the best way for someone to find out more about it is just go to your local dealer?
Yeah, Yep, local dealer or Jeep.com.
Okay.
You know, that's the easiest way to go and check them out.
Okay, that's awesome. Scott, thanks for that update. We have to keep, every time we bring it around, we get to learn more stuff.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, Scott, come on, drive it down here, and then you can go back on an airplane, and I'll keep it down here.
Okay.
We'll give it a good run. We'll put it on television. We'll tell everybody how great it is.
That'd be worth it, man.
Okay.
I'll be down there tomorrow.
Well, oh, come on. I don't think you can make it.
Better
that
leave
fast,
today, Scott.
Come on.
Better leave today. Okay, Scott.
Thanks.
You betcha.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, Grizz, it looks like we're keeping up on some of the latest stuff, electronics and vehicles. We've wanted to give you a little bit more time, but we got a couple minutes. Let's go ahead and start a little bit about your trip, real quickly, what you've been doing for the Mexican government and the Pongarinos to help transition from taking as many fish as they can to sport fishing.
Well, John, the government has finally opened up their eyes to find out if we don't start taking care of our natural resources, they're going to go away, and they're not coming back. So they've put me and Charles, my son, to travel all of these little fishing villages, and I mean little fishing villages where there's not hotels. We stay in what they call a posada, which are just tiny little rooms, and teach the people how important catch and release is. Or how important it is to use circle hooks opposed to the old J hooks, what kind of rods to use, what kind of reels to use, because sooner or later, commercial fishing is going to die because they have corrals now of most of the game fish, and they're not buying from the commercial fishermen. They can get, with the corrals, they can get fresh fish. They don't have commercial fishermen coming, throwing on ice, staying there for 2 days, and then finally getting to the store where it looks like their eyes are they got a hangover because they're red. I mean, that's what the fish are looking like in the store. He's looking at the head of a fish in the store.
Yeah.
He's got red eyes and white gills.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening. So the people are now starting with these corrals. So the fishermen, commercial fishermen, are suffering. So we're teaching them a whole new concept. It's better to make $150 a day taking two dudes fishing than it is to make 50 pesos a day catching fish and having to flay them out.
Well,
so that's what we're doing. We're traveling all over the northern part of the state of Baja California Sur and working with them. We just made a new DVD. Actually, we made 1,000 of them. We're passing out to the fishermen to teach them the pros and cons on fishing. So it's really exciting.
It's sport fishing as opposed to what they've been doing.
Yeah, commercial fishing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that certainly makes good sense, Chris. The other part of it is, you know, when their livelihood depends on how many fish they can kill, it doesn't do a whole lot for the resources. But, you know, sport fishing where there's limited amount that you take and frequently a lot of those species are released anyway. So it sounds like it's a win-win situation.
Well, imagine, John, you catch a little red snapper.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, a little bitty tiny thing. You take a fillet off of it. What's it worth?
No, taco.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not even worth a taco.
Yeah.
It's worth 10 cents.
Yeah.
The two fillets, and
right.
You've killed this beautiful little baby fish for 10 cents.
Oh, I see.
So, I mean, this is what we're trying to teach them. If they're going to commercial fish, do it right. Use circle hooks so you can release the fish and all of that. And it's been a great experience. We've been received incredibly well by all the fishermen, because they say, here's this white guy with a big white beard telling me how to fish.
Yeah, there you go.
No, we're not getting that attitude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm surprised. You know, most of those people that you're talking about, they learned from their father, who learned from his father, who learned from his father, and they've been doing this for the last, you know, generations, and getting them to change cannot be an easy thing.
No, it's not. But the younger generation is opening their eyes. They're seeing that their grandpa caught a lot of fish and did make some money.
Yeah.
And they're fishing the same way, and it's not happening anymore.
Okay. Well, Grizz, we're going to see if we can pick this up a little bit later in the show. Right now, we have to go to a break, but you're not going anywhere, I hope. And we're going to be right back with Fish Talk Radio and Mike the Grizz from ASOB Online. We'll be right back.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAHA.
For more than a century, sport fishermen have led the charge for conservation. From trout to marlin, anglers have worked to protect our natural resources and establish successful programs that benefit fish and fishermen. Today, this legacy is at risk unless we step up and lead the fight for real world conservation. That's what the Sport Fishing Conservancy is all about, doing what's best for fish and fishing and making sure anglers get the credit we deserve. Check out the Sport Fishing Conservancy and find out how you can help at sportcon.org.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to REEL funadventures.com.
Want to make your drive more exciting? It starts with Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. It's Ferrari's choice for improved performance. Shell V-Power removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. The result is the kind of performance that gives you more excitement behind the wheel. Choose Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline today and let the excitement begin.
Bet you're gone fishing all the time. Maybe gone fishing too. Bet your life, your sweet wife.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hannigan in studio, and we have Mike Ritz, a.k.a. The Grizz, which is a little bit south of us down in La Paz. And then we also have on the line with us close by, we have Chelsea. And she works for Cal Parks Company that has numerous lakes around California. And two of them are kind of next to each other in the kind of central south, I guess it's the northern part of Southern California.
Yep.
It is Lake Nacimiento.
Yeah.
Then Lake Nacimiento and Lake San Antone, which are two tremendous recreation lakes. So, Chelsea, give us an idea. As most people no, the West Coast is going through a pretty serious situation with water. Is there any water in either Nacimiento or San Antone?
You know what? We do have some water. We do have a little bit of water left, like you said. I mean, the whole entire state of California is experiencing, unfortunately, a pretty bad drought right now. Unfortunately, Lake San Antonio is at a record low of 4.8%. So we are experiencing some very low water levels over here at Lake San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any launch ramps open, but you still can hand launch. So we've been seeing a lot of people in kayaks fishing. We've actually spotted some striper boils the other day. So the fishing is definitely still available. It's starting to pick up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The warm weather really isn't turning the fish away that much.
There you go.
So there is water, and, you know, it is beautiful outside. We've been experiencing 80-degree weather days, which is just incredible right
well,
now.
Well, it seemed like it should be some real good fishing because you've got the fish concentrating.
Exactly.
And the other thing would be
exactly.
the fish, when they're concentrated, would be eating all of the their natural food. Therefore, they will be hungry and ready to hit anything.
Exactly. All in one spot. So I'm going to say your chances of catching a fish are a lot higher now mm-hmm. with such little water. But, yeah, I mean, it's still gorgeous out. All of our wild animals are out. So much wildlife is, you know, just around, mm-hmm. coming kind of closer, just looking for water. And then over at Lake Nacimiento, which is only 20 minutes away, we're at 25%. So, you know, it is a little bit lower than we'd like to see right now, but we still have water, enough water to launch boats for recreation. So lots of water skiers, like I said, 80-degree days. So last week we were seeing all kinds of wakeboarders and water skiers, as well as the fishermen. So we have been having a bunch of tournaments on the weekends. I know they've been having some luck with spotted bass, a few three-pounders. So the fishing has definitely been great over at Nacimiento.
Well, I would say it's time to go. And the great thing about your lakes, it's open to swimming. Well, you can go water skiing in January, February.
Yes,
now.
You can.
There you go. Okay. Well, and how do we get in touch with Chelsea? Or what's the best way to get in touch
best
with Chelsea?
Best way is to go on our website.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a little hard to spell Nacimiento, so do your best. But it's NacimientoResort.com. And then LakeSanAntonioResort.com. And all of our information is on there, how to get to our lakes, information about our fishing mm-hmm. conditions, our lodging, our campgrounds,
perfect.
Everything.
Well, I keep saying I'm going to do it. One of these days we're going to give a prize to someone that can, the first one to tell us how to spell Nacimiento.
I know,
correctly.
We got to get some callers calling and spelling it for us.
There you go. Thank you, Chelsea. We really appreciate that.
Always come a on pleasure.
Down. You betcha. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye, girl.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, Grizz, we've got another lovely young lady on the line with us that we're going to do some more fish reporting with. We have Amy from Channel Island Sport Fishing.
Amy, my Hi. Darling, how are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
Well, Amy, actually, Grizz and I have been fighting over who's going to take you fishing in Baja.
There's no need to fight.
Well, it's like this, Amy. I have the boat.
Oh.
I have the captain. I know how to fish better than him, even though he says he does. So I'm your man.
Well, Chelsea, let me explain something to you.
And I'm bilingual.
Chelsea, let me explain something to you. I have to admit that Grizz is probably a better angler than I am, but I'm luckier. And luck beats skill any day.
That's what they say.
Don't believe him.
But give
if
us an
he didn't, if he wasn't in my boat, he wouldn't be lucky.
Amy,
good, healthy competition.
Well, give us an idea what's happening along the Central Coast and the Channel Islands area.
You know, it's the slow time of year. Just a lot of sand dab fishing right now, and whale watching. A lot mm-hmm. of whale watching.
Oh yeah, that's awesome. And you are, we talked about it in the past, what a unique area that you're in, of the confluence of the Alaska Current and the California Current coming together and creating this natural upwelling that puts a lot of food in the water. And that's why, one of the reasons there's so many whales around all the time. Actually, there's some, from what I understand, on the back of Santa Cruz, some whales will stay there year-round.
Yeah, I've seen them year-round.
Mm-hmm. So this is very unusual because it's, you know, normally they just go back and forth from, I guess, Mag Bay, Grizz, up until Alaska and back and forth.
I've seen so many whales this last week when I was up north.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've seen 10 whales while we were fishing at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's more whales than I've ever seen in my life. Just in Mag Bay, there's over 480.
Wow, that's amazing.
Wow. That is. That's pretty cool.
It's a record, of mm-hmm. all-time record in Mag Bay.
Yeah, they're amazing critters, and they're, you know, they're kind of like gentle giants. Would that be a way to describe them, Amy?
I think they're ugly giants. And some of them are gentle, and other ones aren't. You have the friendly and the unfriendly.
Uh-huh. Just like people.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly right.
Okay. Well, it sounds like there's plenty of reason to stop in at Channel Island Sport Fishing. And if you do, you know, make sure that you introduce yourself and say that you heard Amy on the radio and that John said you get to fish for free that day. You may not have any luck at it, but you can ask.
Right.
There you go.
We'll play that one by ear.
There you go.
Okay. Well, Amy, you can fish free with me.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Well, seriously, I think we're going to really get Amy to go down there this year.
I want to make a television show with her.
Yeah, she'd be good on television.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys.
Okay. All right. Amy, we appreciate you coming on and putting up with that abuse, and we'll talk to you next week. And I think what we're going to do is do something special for you next week.
Oh, okay. Well, I look forward to it.
All righty.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Grizz.
Yes, sir.
We don't have a whole lot of time, but let's see if we can try and cover the next couple of minutes to get back with what you've been doing. We don't have much time left in the program with the Pongarinos. And the government has hired you to go help transition some of the commercial fisher boats, the you know, basically the Ponga, right?
Uh-huh. And, yeah, well, not so much the transition as much to teach them that there are two ways to fish. You got to remember, some of these guys never seen a spinning rod and reel,
mm-hmm.
or a jigging reel.
Well,
I've never seen it, or a fly rod.
Yeah, well, I know I've been down there, and a lot of them don't use anything but a hook and a line.
Their hands.
Yeah. And it works.
So it was really fun showing them the difference between a jigging reel and rod compared to a trolling and to a casting and pitching and fly. I was out in the middle, you know, throwing flies, showing them what a fly rod was. And they were at all. They couldn't imagine anybody would throw a fly.
Right. Right.
So it was wonderful. It really was wonderful, and I'm enjoying doing it. I will be doing it in La Paz next week.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Showing the people here how to do it, and showing if you want to go fishing, John, this is something you need to tell the public. You don't have to worry now about the captains in these little towns. They know what to do. They know what a safe boat is. They have emergency equipment, and they know how to take a fisherman fishing.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so that's what I'm teaching.
You know, it wasn't that long ago, Grizz. I've been going down to Baja for... Oh, I think it's over 30 years, at least once a year. And there's certainly been a change where there was a time, you know, when you got in a boat and you caught a fish and you wanted to put it back, they go, what are you talking about? Why would you want to put it back? Why are you fishing if you're going to put them back? And things have changed dramatically, slowly, but they've changed dramatically. And, of course, the billfish mostly, but even now people are actually paying attention to limits. And, you know, not depleting.
Yeah, it's great that they're opening up their eyes. Well, they're seeing that there's not as many as there was a while ago,
mm-hmm.
as the song goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're aware.
I'm not sure if I know that one. Can you sing a little bit of it, Grizz?
No, I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
Well, I have a kind of a sore throat because I've been given talks for over a week, so
right.
I don't want to sing.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway... It's the people are becoming aware, and Charles and I are out there. We're writing articles for the newspapers. We're giving speeches to the fishermen, and we're doing a public awareness so that they can actually see. And surprising enough, the people are getting gleams in their eyes, not before,
mm-hmm.
where they look down at the floor and just shake their head and walk away from it.
Hmm.
So I'm real happy with what we're doing and what the government is sponsoring us and helping us to do. And I see a big improvement, and I see a lot of things happening.
Well, and what you mentioned earlier, you know, the great thing about it is by them transitioning into sport fishing, they can actually make more money. That, you know, instead of working hard all day and depending on, you know, what they get, maybe 20, 30, 50 bucks a day, you know, and they don't know, but they can take somebody out, you know, and make more than that on a consistent basis.
Like 125, 130, 140.
Mm-hmm. Well, no wonder they're getting excited. But that's great what the government is doing and what you're helping out with.
Yeah, well, John, I put an honor to work you know, we have to help out with our natural resources because if we don't take care of it, sooner or later, they'll be gone.
Well, we don't want to do that because it is beautiful. Okay, Grizz, we got the nod that we're going to have to end this session. We appreciate you coming on. And again, visit Grizz at asobonline.com and then be sure to tune in to fishtalkradio.com. And we appreciate you listening. We're going to be talking to you real soon.